It took 10 minutes to get the story out of him. When he was finished, I no longer thought he was crazy. I was, or I would be if I took the job. Johnny, his real name was a code of digits, letters, and cipher bands longer than my arm, was a cybrid. I'd heard about cybrids, who hasn't? I once accused my first husband of being one. But I never expected to be sitting in the same room with one, or to find it so damned attractive. Johnny was an AI. His consciousness, or ego, or whatever you want to call it, floated somewhere in the megadatasphere datum plane of the Technocore. Like everyone else except maybe the current Senate CEO or the AI's garbage removers, I had no idea where the Technocore was. The AIs had peacefully seceded from human control more than 3 centuries ago, before my time, and while they continued to serve the hegemony as allies by advising the All-Thing, monitoring the dataspheres, occasionally using their predictive abilities to help us avoid major mistakes or natural disasters, the Technocore generally went about its own indecipherable and distinctly non-human business in privacy. Fair enough, it seemed to me. Usually, AIs do business with humans and human machines via the datasphere. They can manufacture an interactive holo if they need to. I remember during the Maui Covenant incorporation, the Technocore ambassadors at the treaty signing looked suspiciously like the old hollow star Tyrone Bathwaite. Cybrids are a whole different matter. Tailored from human genetic stock, they are far more human in appearance and outward behavior than androids are allowed to be. Agreements between the Technocore and the hegemony allow only a handful of cybrids to be in existence. I looked at Johnny. From an AI's perspective, the beautiful body and intriguing personality sitting across the desk from me must be merely another appendage. A remote, somewhat more complex, but otherwise no more important than any of 10,000 such sensors, manipulators, autonomous units, or other remotes that an AI might use in a day's work. Discarding Johnny probably would create no more concern in an AI than clipping a fingernail would bother me. What a waste, I thought. A cybrid, I said. Yes, licensed. I have a World Web User's visa. Good, I heard myself say. And someone murdered your cybrid, and you want me to find out who? No, said the young man. He had brownish-red curls. Like his accent, the hairstyle eluded me. It seemed archaic somehow, but I had seen it somewhere. It was not merely this body that was murdered. My assailant murdered me.
You?
Yes. You, as in the, AI itself? Precisely. I didn't get it. AIs can't die. Not as far as anyone in the web knew.
I don't get it, I said.
Johnny nodded. Unlike a human personality, which can, I believe the consensus is, be destroyed at death, my own consciousness cannot be terminated. There was, however, as a result of the assault, an interruption. Although I possessed, shall we say, duplicate recordings of memories, personality, etc., there was a loss. Some data were destroyed in the attack. In that sense, the assailant committed murder.
I see, I lied. I took a breath.
What about the AI authorities, if there are such things, or the hegemony cybercops? Wouldn't they be the ones to go to?
For personal reasons, said the attractive young man whom I was trying to see as a cybrid, it is important, even necessary, that I do not consult these sources.
I raised an eyebrow. This sounded more like one of my regular clients.
I assure you, he said, it is nothing illegal nor unethical, merely embarrassing to me on a level which I cannot explain.